Good morning. 6:41 a.m. on Sunday, the 22nd of June. Sixteen minutes, 22 seconds on the first half. Under 16 and a half, I'm a happy guy. So it's quite a lovely Sunday morning. I'm trying to get closer to my ideal of walking at 6. As long as I'm home by 7, so I can get the kid moving, so I can get the wife moving, that should be working out okay. Kid goes back to school tomorrow. Her summer school called last week. They called us. They called to tell us that she had been marked absent for a few days in a row. And we asked, how can that be since she's on the waiting list and we've received no call telling us she can come to school? And they were like, oh, well, let's just fix that. There's an opening. She can come on Monday if she wants. So, yeah. Tomorrow she's going back to school. School runs through the end of July. It's do it at your own pace, which means she could be done as little as a week. It's a credit recovery course. It's all computer graded. My guess is her sister was a queen of this. She was able to get through a semester's worth of credit recovery in about 3 days. I think I've talked about this before. It's a little bit, it makes me go, huh? How is this possible? If you can get what you need out of the course in 3 days, why are we spending 15 weeks? Why are we doing endless homework, mindless busy work, filling the time? It's because now we can get through it in 3 days. Doesn't make sense. So yeah, anyway, this morning is trying to get back into the groove. Pushing the structure upward just a little bit at a time. Chicken barbecue day today. Made roasted beef yesterday in the oven. I thought it came out pretty good, but it was just right for me, but apparently too rare for everybody else in the house, which just meant I got to eat more, which was not necessarily a good thing. Lovely morning, lovely, lovely. 3D printing. That's what I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about this morning. I think it was Tara Lee who left a comment about 3D printing and how it doesn't exist in my universe. And he's right, because it doesn't. It wasn't when I started in 2007. 3D printing was a long way away. Or at least appeared to be one of those technologies that was still in the laboratory stage. But now a relatively small device could make all the difference. And I'm not convinced that it's not there. Because I don't really go into fabrication. South Coast talked about building boats and using a mold. Now the mold could be for 3D printing. There are some things that I have to think that 3D printing would work, but established techniques like injection molding might be more cost effective. But there's a lot of overhead. I mean, so how do you 3D print 3D printer cord? And can you get like a block of this stuff and have the 3D printer make it on the fly? Where do you get a block of the stuff? Plastic 3D printing seems to be like it might be relatively straightforward, although finding the materials to make plastic in deep space might be somewhat problematic. Interesting question. One I don't have a ready answer to. My initial thought was, well, they have it in the core worlds, but they didn't export it. All of the annexes, the Western annex, is the cheap frontier. And the cheapest thing is people. That's one of the things that a lot of people, a lot of readers overlook. People are cheap, particularly when Monk Post. Particularly when everything pretty much has to be imported in terms of parts, fuel. People are self-replicating with some minimal maintenance. They last a long time. They're programmable and reprogrammable. So when what task they're doing isn't needed anymore, they can be trained to do a different task. Yeah, there's some overhead involved. There's social aspects and cultural aspects and all the rest of that, but when you think about it, people are pretty cheap. Now, we're using a lot of automation here because, and looking toward doing more automation, because We're trying to make things even cheaper. I'm not sure it's working. So there's some interesting ideas floating around out there about automation and about people being cheap. There's a balance between cheap and efficient. The word processor is not cheap, but it is efficient. And so the application of labor to it compared to alternative technologies like typewriters make the efficacy, the efficiency, both. Those are two different things, by the way. It makes both of them go up. That's one of the things about internet marketing that always has me puzzled. There's a distinction between efficacy and efficiency. And a lot of people seem to use those two terms interchangeably. Efficiency is how, to what degree one thing is exchanged for another. How efficient is the process that causes the change? And efficacy has to do with how well the change occurs. So in internet marketing, it's really efficient to turn money into advertising. But it's not very effective, because the idea is to turn money into sales. And so for every dollar you spend generating sales, ideally you want to generate more than a dollar in sales. Or for every hour you spend in labor, you want to generate whatever your hourly rate would be. And then you have to factor in opportunity cost. So if I'm doing this, I can't be doing that. An example I use of that is selling books at the book table at conventions. And at one point I thought, oh wow, this could be cool. I'm gonna sit at the table, people are gonna come by and see me, talk to me about my books. And the reality is, no, not so much. Because there's a room full of people who all want the same thing from every person who walks by. And so they put candy on the table, they put tchotchkes on the table, they put things to make people stop and talk. So if you take a piece of candy, you feel obligated to at least talk a little bit. That's a very effective tool, by the way. But it's an effective tool toward the end of gaining new readers. Ideally through selling books to people who've never heard of you before. But the truth of it, I think the actual important thing of it is that unless you're really, really, really brand new and you're really, really, really beginning, unless you're right out of the box, and 10 new people makes a big difference in terms of your established audience base, it's more effective to go hang out in the bar and talk to people. You're not trying to sell them anything. You're not trying to do anything except be interesting. And the surest way to be interesting is to be interested in them. It's sort of like dating. And sitting in the sales room, people are a little bit shy about stepping up to the table because they don't want you to sell anything to them. So it's an interesting dilemma. What is the most efficacious application of the effort? And by sitting in a dealer room, you forego the opportunity to meet people in a social environment. Oh. Right, 1636 on the back half, not too bad. So yeah, this idea of efficacious and efficient. It does the wrong thing really well, really fast. It can be very efficient at doing the wrong thing. That doesn't do you any good. It has to be doing the right thing. And the question is, what is the right thing? Perhaps one of the questions I will explore in the next books. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.